Sunday, May 16th. He had me come over around noon for a couple hours, pretty much just to generally get caught up. We did talk about the plans for the SALT announcement. He's going to have the bipartisan leaders in Thursday morning at 9 o'clock and then make the announcement on TV at noon. Re-emphasize the need for Henry to handle the briefings with the three networks, and then with three or four key press, the Times, the Post, and the Wires, and with the key news magazines, using the top guys, Steele for Time and Oz Elliott for Newsweek, instead of the local reporters. We reviewed the list for the leaders' meeting, got into some discussion on general scheduling. He wants to do more of the regional stuff now in July and August while the schools are out, particularly to get into Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York, and Indiana, maybe also Wisconsin, and then some concentration in California, with the particular need to hit Northern California. He also got into the PR thing, thinking back on Buchanan's memo that we're overdoing the human interest stuff. He thinks Buchanan's wrong, and that the deal here, though, is not to talk about the PR aspects, but we do need to get this kind of thing out. He makes the point that Kennedy was colder, more ruthless, etc., than the president is, but look at his PR. He came through as the warm human guy, sponsoring the arts, loving his family, and all that kind of stuff. He then made the point that PR is right if it emphasizes the truth. It's wrong, at least for us, if it isn't true, but the untrue coverage did work for Kennedy. Thing now is that our people on the substantive side have all got to realize that the only thing that matters is doing things with an eye to the PR. If we spend money, we've got to do it for people. Same on schedule. We should only do things that help on the PR impact. End of May 16th.